The following talk was given by Father John Harden, July 14th through the 18th, 1999, Retreat for Men, sponsored by the Institute on Religious Life, Chicago.
There will be confessions heard. To make good retreat means to make a good confession. Our present conference is on the worship of God with our wills. I might begin by observing that the most important and basic way which we can worship God, that's why we have a will. Our concentration on the will spans every operation of the human will, especially any one of these would be enough for a day's conference. We are to worship God with our wills, by our desires, by our fears, by our choices, by our sacrifices, and most importantly, by our love. The first, in the sense of the primary operation of our wills, is to desire. Our desires should be mastered by the will of God. Before we go any further, let's remind ourselves there are two things we must make clear regarding our wills. They pertain to everything that we worship God with our wills. We have a free will, but sadly, but just as truly, we have a fallen will. This means that our wills are not compelled to want everything. It also means that our wills are weakened, first because of original sin, and then through our commission of actual sins. In practice, therefore, worship God by using our wills according to the will of God. What a safe statement. Not everything we desire is pleasing to God. Some desires we follow, others we resist. If we are to honor and serve God as He wants us to, we must constantly, every day and all day, we must choose what we look and see before we follow our impulses. A desire may be pleasing to God. A desire may be displeasing to God. This is fundamental to our Catholic faith. We must come to know what habitual desires we have. naturally speaking, I repeat, naturally speaking, we desire health. Naturally speaking, we desire to be accepted by others. Naturally speaking, we desire to live a long life. Naturally speaking, we desire to possess. I repeat, our lives are filled with desires, but we are to give in to and to follow only those desires which are pleasing to God. We are to follow only those desires and resist in how strong the desire may be. We are to resist, not give in to desires that are contrary to the will of God. There is no sanctity without the control of our desires. In our desires, as we know, are aroused spontaneously. Spontaneously, what we see, what we hear, what we read about, especially we desire what the people we love, what they desire. To please them, we want to desire the same. I place desires first because our whole life depends on our desires. To master our desires is to master ourselves. Not to have mastered our desires is to be a slave of everything that is pleasing and attractive that enters our lives. That is the foundation of sanctity. Remember, we have a fallen human nature. And that fallen human nature tends to desire what is pleasing, pleasing to my eyes, pleasing to my body, also pleasing to my soul. Secondly, our worship of God must be practiced by our fears. This must seem strange. What can we possibly mean by worshiping God with our fears? To worship God with our fears is to avoid, shun, or like, in fact, run away from those persons, places, and things in our lives that, hear it, displease God. It is not as obvious as may seem. We all have a problem. The problem is that there are many things we naturally dislike. But we may dislike it. But God wants it in our lives. Consequently, we must control our desires. We are to worship God according to His will. Moreover, there are many things in our lives that are naturally and maybe intensely desirable, which we like. Or that God does not want. So we must control our fears. We're going to worship God according to His will. I go one step further. There are things that God does not want. Things that are contrary to His will. Either for everybody or at least for us. Like what? Like sleeping when we should be working. Or working when we should be resting. This covers the whole gamut of our lives. How do we worship God in these cases? Very simple. We are to fear. We talk about fear. We are to fear offending God by fearing to displease Him. There is, as we know, a sanitary fear we must all have, and dare I say, cultivate. This is so true that sacred scripture tells us that the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. God is all-loving, but God is also all-just. God wants us to want certain things. He wants us to avoid certain other things. The fear need not be in the object that we fear. The fear should be fearing to offend God. Oh, how much I am saying. We can sin not only by the actual commission of something contrary to the will of God. We can sin by not controlling, by not mastering, in this case, our fears. And the more naturally timid we are, the more liable we are to run away from things, fear to do things which we are afraid will be costly or time-consuming or difficult to do. That is why the church tells us the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. What a difference, what a world of difference between fearing God and fearing creatures. I don't hesitate saying the foundation of the spiritual life is the mastery of our fears. We continue. We are to worship God by our choices. Needless to say, this is the heart of our worshiping God. worshiping Him with our wills. Why do we have a will? We have a will to choose what is pleasing to God. We have a will to choose, to remove, to avoid what is displeasing to God. God gave us a free will. Why? So He might choose to do what pleases Him and choose not to do what our faith and conscience tell us will displease God. In the Society of Jesus, which I entered on the 1st of September, 1936, the first 8 days of the novitiate, we were told to examine our consciences on what we like and what we fear. Sanctity consists in knowing what God wants us to choose, no matter how naturally unpleasant the object may be. And you worship God by choosing what He wants us to choose. Here is a free will. One, I choose to do only what pleases Him and choose not to do, that how pleasant the object may be, what our faith tells us would displease Him. This covers everything. I mean everything in our lives. Our days and our nights. We are to choose what we will do during the day and choose what we will do and not do during the night. We must choose our work. Over the years in giving retreats, I've had occasion to tell men, you must choose to give up your job. And that can be one of a thousand reasons. The work you are doing may be an occasion of sin for you or for someone else. You make good money, no matter how much you're making. We should choose our leisure. I've talked to many wives. Tell me their husbands are working day and night. And the husband will claim they're doing this for the welfare of the family. There should be work. There should be leisure in the lives of all of us. There should be a choice in what we eat, when we eat, how much we eat, and when and how much we abstain from food. And I'm speaking to all of you. We are living in the wealthiest nation in the world. The norms I have for the prosperity of a nation is how much bread the people eat. Americans who seldom have ever eat bread. There are times when we should eat, and if you need to, make a solemn resolution and bind yourself on venial sin. If you have the bad habit of eating, as we say, between meals, stop it. It won't kill you. What we eat and what we drink. I've counseled too many people not to know most people in America have the habit of eating either too much, eating only choice, expensive food. The food must be cooked in a certain way. Wives tell me, I can be pained by my husband. Sits down to a meal and tells me he doesn't like it. We are to make choices. How important this is. When we are to speak, when we keep silence. Dear God, how basic this is to the fundamentals of Christian living. Over the years, beginning my novitiate, I have been trained to write down what I'm going to tell people. What I will not tell certain people is both the amount we speak, when we talk, how much we say. And we should examine our consciences. I mean this every day. Before we retire, how much talking have I done? With whom have I spoken? What have I talked about? St. James tells us we all sin with our tongues. We are to make choices and therefore make decisions in the use of our imagination. Our imagination, for some people, is very fertile. The imagination must be used to have thoughts. We can spend, hours lost in imagining things, especially from reading. In God's name, make some strong decisions at the foot of this retreat on what you will read, how long you will read, how much. I will make bold to say the lives of some of your reading when you go home should be destroyed. It may be an occasion of sin, but for many people, it may be the occasion for wasting time. Hear it. The moment we enter eternity, we will be judged on how we have used our time. We are to make choices. strange statement on the interior movements of our soul. We may be the fearful type. We may keep thinking fearful thoughts all through the day. The interior movements of the soul must be controlled. We are living, I say this with complete certitude, we are living in the laziest society in the world today. Americans waste more time in useless conversation, in idle reading, in stupid, even sin-prone entertainment. Oh, how we need, and this is a retreat, how we need to examine our consciences and ask ourselves, how? Ask God, how am I spending my time? The interior movements of the soul can be filled with fears, filled with desires, filled with the imagination. Wives tell me their husbands will spend hours a day reading books which have nothing to do with their lives. We are to examine how we use our solitude. Hear it. Every one of us should have a period of quiet solitude in all our lives, and I'll say it every day. Solitude with God. Solitude with ourselves, during which we can think through, pray through what we have done, what we're going to do. Solitude in everyone's life is the key to sanctity. When I tell people, I try to spend every day 3 o'clock hours in solitude. It'd be late at night, early in the morning. We all need solitude. Solitude to think. Solitude to pray. Solitude to avoid what God wants us to avoid even thinking about during the day. And we should also examine our conscience in how much time we spend in conversation with others. I'll say this more than once before we close the retreat. In God's name, examine your consciences and ask yourself sincerely, how much time do I waste each day? Our faith tells us we shall be held responsible for every moment of our day on earth. In a word, everything in our lives, inside of us, and outside of us, which is subject to our free will, is meant by God to be the means. I want to lie in the word of the means of worshiping God. And we worship God by doing His will. Come to think of it, that is why He made us rational creatures and not thoughtless animals. The sun, moon, and stars worship God necessarily.